This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
Today is Suicide Prevention Day internationally, and for the first time, the World Health Organization have actually completed a survey from countries around the world looking at the causes and also looking at the impacts and prevalence of suicide around Australia. And some of the findings have been really quite remarkable. We're going to share some of the information with you very soon. And particularly from countries that are European countries, as well as India being one of the higher countries where suicide is prevalent. I had no idea that that was the case.
Joy.
World Health Organization released a report into suicide recently.
Yeah.
Today, well, even.
Yeah, so for Suicide Prevention Day, which is today, the World Health Organization released its first global review into suicide prevalence around the world, and there's some really interesting facts in there, one of which is that they've estimated 804,000 suicide deaths occur worldwide in 2012. That's a lot of people.
It's a staggering number.
Yeah.
And very, very sad indeed.
Yeah, it's something like one every 40 seconds. It's pretty full on.
There's plenty of ways people can get help, though, which is good.
Yeah, which is good. I tell you what I found was really interesting about the report, though, was the I always thought it was young people. You know, I've always been under the understanding that young people were the highest at risk and all that. And obviously there still is that risk factor for young people, particularly young people. The report does refer to LGBTI people and individuals from minority backgrounds having a higher prevalence than the general population at risk, but also women over the age of 70.
Yeah, which is not something you'd generally think of.
No, not at
really.
All. And they also mentioned men over the age of 70, but I also thought that there was a higher prevalence of men worldwide, but it says men and women are pretty equal in first world countries, but in lower income countries, they're 1.5 men to each woman. So, yeah, they account for 50% of deaths. All violent deaths globally.
Which says to me, I think we need to do a lot more work on education and being open about struggling with mental illness or physical illness.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't have any stats on it, but I would think at least some of the proportion of older people would be ill and not coping with their illness.
Yeah, that
and
it is mentioned.
Because we have such a kind of strong view about euthanasia and not being able to do that, then people, I imagine, would have to resort to that at times. And you know, that's...
It's not an acceptable
not
approach,
a good thing.
Is it?
We need to be more holistic in the way we deal with illness, disability, medical issues, and try and give people dignity and respect in the way that they cope with all the different issues.
Yeah, shouldn't be the only option at all.
And I think often it gets lost in the medical model. We need to be a little bit more holistic in our approach and include spiritual and religious teachings and all sorts of things. And I think next week we've actually got someone coming on the show who's part of a choir who sing as people are passing away, and I think that's an amazing
thing to do. Which will be really interesting actually to hear about that one. If you know someone who is at risk or is needing to speak to someone, there are so many places where help can happen. And interestingly enough, tomorrow is Are You Okay Day.
Yeah.
And it just reminds us how important it is to have those conversations, have ongoing meaningful conversations, because so often we'll say to people, oh, g'day, how you doing? Yeah, good, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not really prepared for someone to turn around and say, actually, I'm having a really crap day today.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I've got a bunch of social work and nursing friends in particular, and we all have a bit of a running joke, I guess. Every time someone says they're fine, someone else in the group will go, okay, what's really going on?
Oh, right.
And enough of that. Like, we mind further than, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
'Cause you know, you just need to scratch the surface sometimes and let someone talk and vent for a few minutes, and that can often change a mood and a thought pattern and break you out of, you know, your melancholia and help you to realise that you're not alone and you've got that support network around you.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they note in the report, in the suicide prevention report. They talk about community connectedness and how important it is as far as a preventative strategy that people feel connected to a community, to a sense of belonging, you know, somewhere, which gives people a sense of hope of being able to...
And purpose,
getting through a situation.
Yeah. So what are some of the numbers people can...
Well, you can always... Lifeline, always 13 11 14. Nice, easy one to remember, 13 11 14. You can always call Lifeline. That's 24 hours. And they will be able to pass you on to, they'll be able to talk to you and work through issues or feelings of loss or hopelessness that you might be feeling.
Yeah.
If you don't feel that you can talk to friends, or if someone you know doesn't feel like they can talk to friends.
You can talk to your GP and
GP's a good one.
You know, you can see if you're eligible to have a care plan, and then you will be able to get 10 psychologists visits a year if that's something that works for you.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is really, really good.
Because sometimes it's a bit expensive to have one-on-one. Yeah. You know, if you want to deal with some issue that's been annoying you and just doesn't seem to be going away, keeps coming back through your life, and you want to go, right, I want to get rid of this thing, and you think, oh, well, it's going to cost me $120. But if you go to your GP and you get one of those
you can get a mental health care plan.
Can cost you like $30 or something.
It's pretty cheap. And it can really, really help. It's not for everyone, of course. There's always different levels of support for people, but you can also contact Beyond Blue, beyondblue.org.au, and they have lots of different information sheets and links to support groups. There's also some support groups out there, I think, for partners of people suffering with mental illness, so they can chat with people who are going through similar issues and deal with some of their anxieties without, you know, becoming toxic in the relationship. So there's plenty of different options out there.
And if you're afraid of, if someone you know or you are concerned about talking through issues and having to come out, because
it's
hard. You know, how do you talk about stuff with someone without bringing up the rest of your life and without coming out all the time? That can sometimes be just really boring to have to, you know, tell that story again. So if you want to talk to someone who is either LGBTI, who identifies with the community, and then you can do that at from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock, Monday to Thursday, and on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and public holidays from 6 until 9 on 1800 184 527. That's 1800 184 527. So that's Switchboard Victoria, our own chat line, really, with trained people on the other end, the peers that are LGBTI who can talk.
Yeah, and
things.
It's all anonymous and
completely anonymous.
Non-judgmental. You can talk about anything you like.
Yeah. You can even just kind of make a plan around, I don't know, what you want to do for the weekend. You don't have to necessarily go into
It doesn't
the
have to be something traumatic. It can be something good as well that you want to share and get off your chest. And, there's plenty of different ways to try and connect. And often it can be really, really hard to take that first step. But once you do, you realise how much you needed it and how much help there is out there. So give it a go, guys, and try and reconnect because it's worth the effort.
Melbourne's lovable radio station. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.